Good afternoon, everyone. This is Captain Joey Zell with Whiskey Bayou Charters out of Delacroix, Louisiana, giving you our weekly fishing report again. Trip recap for the day. We're still starting our trip somewhere between 6:15 and 6:45, and that's all predicated on what the fog's doing. Right after Thanksgiving, we had a big cold front push through here and drop water temperatures into the high 40s, low 50s. And on the back side of that, we had a big warming trend. And I'm sure you've experienced that throughout the Southeast, like most of us have. So what that does, whenever we have air temperatures that are substantially higher than the water temperatures without any wind in the morning, then it creates a lot of fog for us. So short story is that's pushing back our departure times if we don't have any wind in the morning because we can't see to run because the fogs just keep holding us back. It wasn't the case today. The weatherman missed the forecast today like he does oftentimes. It was forecast to be 5 to 6 miles an hour this morning when we left the dock, and it ended up being 12 to 14, so we were able to get out. The weather today was similar to has been the last few days, low 60s in the morning, 75 to almost 80 in the afternoons as you battle through the fog. The wind has picked up because, like we discussed in our last report, there's a large frontal boundary moving in tonight and into tomorrow morning. The big low with a lot of storms on the back side of that, it's going to drop the temperature and produce a lot of wind. We'll get to what that's going to do to the fishing later on in the report. The tide, we're still experiencing a pretty good falling tide most of the morning from first light, daylight, until about 12:30 or 1 o'clock. We're looking at 7 tenths of a foot to drop out. On tide, people ask me whether I like an incoming or an outgoing tide. The first thing I tell everyone is I like movement. I need it going one way or another. If you let me pick, I'm always going to pick an outgoing tide because I feel like that pushes bait out of the marsh and into the front side of these grass beds and these points, these current lines where these fish are laying, to allow them to eat a little more aggressively, I feel like, on a falling tide than they do on an incoming tide as a general rule. We're still catching our fish on popping corks with a leader at 18 to 24 inches with either market bait or live shrimp under them. Most of our fish are still located 3 feet of water or less, and they're still in an early fall pattern. I feel like we're about 60 days behind on the patterns what these fish should be doing. We're not really into a winter pattern yet. Our fall pattern was late getting here, so these fish are still locating on grass bed edges where it terminates into points on the edges of natural bayous where they've got a deep water shelf they can fall into if the water temperature drops rapidly on them, like it's going to in the next couple of days. The bite's been very light as of late. It still is. They're still affected by the cold front that pushed through right after Thanksgiving. Other weekly trends we're looking at, fish aren't really migrating into any other areas. They're kind of holding where they are. They're kind of in a holding pattern waiting to see what this weather's going to do. And I do think after this front pushes by and there's a substantial temperature decrease in the backside of this thing. Like today we were at 75 degrees, and the next 2 days they're forecasting our highs to be into the mid-40s, and that's going to dump the water temperature out. And what that's going to do to these fish is they're going to leave these grass bed flats and these points up on these shallow feeding flats, and they're going to fall into deeper natural bayous with some water depth to try to get some type of continuity in the temperature so they don't have such an aggressive temperature drop or change on them. So next week, I feel like we might have to catch these fish on, you may have to go away from the popping cork and go to either a little heavier Carolina rig or a heavier bear jig head and fish these fish on drop-offs on ledges somewhere between 8 and 15 feet on the bottom to have success on the backside of this cold front. If you want to fish artificials this time of year, and this, I tell people this all the time in Delacroix, three things work really well down here. The first thing on lure color, I hear this all the time, make sure that your lure's got a little bit of chartreuse in it. It doesn't have to have a lot, but it needs a little. A lot of times our water, oftentimes, most of the time, our water's tannic or stained because we have breaks in the levee where we get river water washing here on us. So we have a big freshwater influx. That's also what puts all this vegetation on the bottom in here. And if you're going to fish bare hook lures, it has to be something either moving or something you can suspend over the top, or you're going to stay grassed up all the time. When guys want to throw lures in here, I give them three to throw. You either want to throw a gold or a copper spoon, half ounce or 3/4 ounce chatterbait in chartreuse shad or brim, The chartreuse shad is a light skirt with a gold blade. It's got enough flash in this tannic water. These fish pick up on it pretty easily, and they bite it relatively aggressively. The reason I say to throw a brim colored bait is because it's got some blue and orange in the skirt, and I always try to run a red trailer on that. I feel like it mimics a blue crab, and a big part of these fish's diet is blue crab for us down here, and that seems to be very successful for them. The last thing I would throw would be a white or a glow 3-inch gulp shrimp under a popping cork on a 1/4-ounce chartreuse jig head. From artificial guys, those are the three things I would have on the boat all the time. Next week's forecast, we're on the cusp of this big cold front that's fixing to hit. It's going to dump the water temperature out. There's going to be a lot of wind. The water's going to get dirty, murky, stained, and dingy. You're going to have to slow your movements through the marsh. You've got to fish very deliberately on points and edges where there's drop-offs and ledges at. You have to slow your retrieve down on your cork. You're going to have to drop that cork and then let it set, 10, 15, 20 seconds and make very deliberate, very slow pops and twitches. And just, you have to cover a lot of water. That's going to be the key as we make this transition, this weather pattern, because it's going to move these fish on these deeper edges. What I have most confidence in catching fish right now, it'd still be the popping cork. We're still on that pattern. And if you didn't want to throw that, the next thing I'd have is a heavy jig head or a Carolina rig to be able to fish on the bottom to go to some of these deeper canals and try them on the bottom side of some of these 8, 15-foot drops. Depending on how cold the water gets over the next 4 or 5 days, we're going to find that out as this weather front pushes through. Again, this is Joe Ezell with Whiskey Bayou Charters in Delacroix, Louisiana. We appreciate you guys checking out Salt Strong's Weekly Fishing Reports. Look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you very much.